This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Pleased to welcome Michael Harrison, the editor of Talkers Magazine, really the industry Bible for talk radio. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on the show.
And I didn't check earlier. Where are you located at today?
I'm located in western Massachusetts in frosty, snow-covered western Massachusetts in hearty New England.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on this morning. Folks, hear you Friday mornings in the 4 and 5 a.m. hour with Doug Steffen on the DJV show that we carry early in the morning. And you and Doug had a great conversation last week that prompted our conversation today, and I appreciate you joining us to talk about last week's passing of Rush Limbaugh, who normally, and will be heard in the legacy segment here in about 35 minutes on our station. We were one of the early Rush Limbaugh affiliates before even being a full-time news talk station. Talk about the impact of Rush Limbaugh on talk radio.
Well, he's had more impact on talk radio than any other talk show host in history. So we're talking about a superlative. We're talking about, you know, the most important influence of all time. His influence on the AM dial, keeping it alive way beyond its expiration date, still going strong. His influence on the style that other hosts emulated was tremendous. I mean, he was the standard by which a whole generation or two of talk show hosts have, committed their style and were inspired. I keep talking to people who say, you know, big stars in talk radio. They say they first heard Rush Limbaugh and he inspired them to go on to have a career in talk radio. And he also influenced the way radio shows are packaged. He moved them into the categories of politics. Now we have conservative talk radio, liberal talk radio. When Rush came along, talk radio wasn't measured by its political positioning. It was more of a variety and unpredictability. So he influenced that as well. And I could go on for an hour. I'll leave it there because there's no end to how much I could tell you about Rush Limbaugh's influence on this medium called News Talk Radio.
So talk about your interactions with Rush Limbaugh. I knew that you had contact with him over the years.
Well, I had a long-term relationship with him. I could not say that he was a personal friend, but we were certainly very, very familiar acquaintances and colleagues and associates in a business. Our common interest was, of course, the health and well-being of talk radio. Our second common interest was the health and well-being of the First Amendment and the United States of America, all of which kind of are related to each other. It doesn't matter what music you play on your station, the country will be fine. But it seems that the impact of political conversation has a direct influence now on the state of the economy and our mental and physical well-being. So I've known him. There were times it was a little contentious because we're the trade magazine and we do the stories about ratings and numbers and impact and things of that nature. And there were times when he was very, very friendly because he likes what we wrote. But for the most part, it was a very, very cordial relationship, and I would always consider him to be a friendly ally in terms of our common interests. A very complicated, very private man, a tough guy. Some people think of him as a bully. Others comment on how thin-skinned he seems to be or seemed to be. So dealing with Rush Limbaugh, you're dealing with somebody that it isn't always apparent what he's really like, what he's really thinking. But I consider it to be a relationship that was very successful. I'm terribly sorry to see that he's gone, both personally and in terms of what it means to our business.
When was the first time you heard Rush Limbaugh? What do you remember about that?
First time I heard Rush Limbaugh, I was driving down Highway 91 in Springfield, Massachusetts, and I heard him on the local radio station. And interesting, it was a station that I had previously owned. I no longer owned the station. I had owned the station prior to Rush Limbaugh, and I turned it on to see what they were doing. And I hear this guy. And my first reaction was very similar to the first time I heard the Beatles or any major new, you know, social tsunami that you hadn't heard before or seen before. And I remember saying to myself, who the heck is this guy? What's the deal here? Like, where did he come from? Because he sounded so extraordinarily radio-ish, you know, doing a talk show. Usually talk show hosts, you know, they didn't have the dynamics of rock and roll radio, of top 40 radio, big voices, of showmanship and weaving public policy issues with satire and fun. And it was like a rock and roll radio show without music. Or without records, because there was music on it. And that was my first response, my first reaction to Rush Limbaugh. I will tell you something interesting, and I don't mean it to be a shameless plug, but I have to plug something because it answers your question. We just posted on my podcast a 31-year-old interview that I did with Rush Limbaugh for the third issue of Talkers Magazine in 1990. We're talking 1990, with the then very young Michael Harrison and even younger Rush Limbaugh, talking about his show, what it means, what he intends to do, his philosophy of radio. It was lost in the bins for decades, and we found it, we dusted it off, and I just posted it, and it's a fascinating insight into the mind of Rush Limbaugh and what his approach to radio was when he was yet to really be fully recognized as the great that he became. And if I could just say where that could be heard, is that okay?
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
Can I do that?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. It's at mhinterview.com. mhinterview.com. Or you can plug into it by going directly to talkers.com. I'm terribly proud of it. It really is. It's radio history gold. And we're getting enormous response. We just posted it yesterday.
You know, it's interesting.
It's cool.
During one of the segments late last week, as they played back some of Rush's early years, there were some segments in 1 hour of him doing, being a top 40 disc jockey on the radio, and I was just blown away by how natural it sounded, how it just sounded like Rush Limbaugh playing music. I mean, it was kind of the same personality, didn't really talk politics, but, but he had that big radio sound that I grew up listening to as a kid.
All right, so you too were influenced by that whole era of radio, the golden age of radio, and what he brought to the table. You know, he brought a lot more to the table than that, but that's something that really did help him. Another thing he brought to the table was originality on all the angles, on the issues. When Rush Limbaugh talked about the issue, it wasn't the same thing the guy on before him or the guy yesterday said. It's a new, fresh take, and it's what everybody else would be saying after they heard what he said, which is something that's very important.
Well, it's going to be a unique path forward. I know you and others in the industry are kind of wondering what's ahead. What are your thoughts?
What's ahead is what's already happened. We already have a lot of stars out there, and they're going to continue to do it. Fortunately, the industry was not totally resting upon the shoulders of Rush Limbaugh anymore. He was one of, if not its biggest player, but he wasn't the only player. So I think that, you know, who is the next Rush Limbaugh? There is no next Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh now will be part of its history and part of the increasing, richness of that history that is talk radio in the 20th and 21st century America. I believe that his show will go on for an indefinite amount of time as the Rush Limbaugh show. I think that dead Rush Limbaugh can get ratings that are pretty competitive. So it might go for a few months, or who knows? It might even become a new kind of a show, maybe a heritage radio show. Maybe, you know, a show with a rotating cast of characters and thousands of hours of Rush Limbaugh archives that can apply to current issues. I wouldn't count that out, Kyle. But as far as the future is concerned, I think that the future of radio and all media that began in the 20th century, movie theaters, you know, magazines, newspapers, things of that nature, modern media, but from the 20th century, it's facing a challenge integrating into the digital era of the 21st century. And that's a whole issue that will resolve itself or not. But as far as radio goes, and as far as this format goes, I think news talk radio, political talk radio, will always be around in one form or another. It's just a matter of what we listen to it on, what kind of appliances we listen to it on, and whether or not big companies are able to figure out a way to generate revenue by producing and distributing it.
Michael Harrison is the editor of Talkers Magazine. Give folks the website again to access your interview with Rush Limbaugh from the past.
Real easily, talkers.com will get you. It's right there, the big headline at the top of the homepage at talkers.com, and that'll take you to the interview. You can follow it there.
All right, Michael Harrison, we'll look forward to hearing you again Friday with Doug Steffen. Thanks for being on this morning.
Well, it certainly has been a pleasure being here. Thanks for the great questions, and keep up the good work, Kyle.
All right, thanks. 841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.